Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Joining us now is a local attorney, former candidate for the Democratic nomination for St. Louis County Executive. And many other titles. I know Jane Duker as what you would call a rational, well-thought-out person that I truly love. Jane Duker, thank you for joining the show.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So you, of course, saw the reports, and it's reported in multiple spots. I mean, you can look at Channel 4, for example, and they say St. Louis County Executive Sam Page's office and other county officials are under investigation by the Missouri Attorney General's offices. Multiple sources confirmed to First Alert 4. So I don't know if this is too much of a surprise. I'm guessing you probably heard some rumblings or some thoughts of at least this is inappropriate. Tell me what your thoughts are and what you think is happening.
Well, I think what happened was the Secretary of State of Missouri, he issued a probable cause statement a little bit ago that Sam Page had violated the law that prevents public officials from using taxpayer dollars to campaign for, you know, for ballot initiatives. And, you know, the statute's on the books. It's unequivocal. And the only thing that public officials are allowed to do and tentatively be able to spend any taxpayer dollars is on an informational campaign. Well, Sam Page came out. He wanted to come out against Proposition B. And Proposition B was put on the ballot by the St. Louis County Council to allow the council with a supermajority to remove department directors because there have been a slew of department directors involved in, you know, bad activities, everything from lying to the council, from not complying with the Sunshine Law, other bad things. And they wanted the ability after a hearing to get rid of these directors because Page won't get rid of his directors that are not performing. And so he hated it. So he spent campaign dollars. He had a PAC, and the PAC paid for mailers to oppose it. And then he decided, well, I'm just going to start spending taxpayer dollars to oppose this measure to protect his department directors. And, you know, he sent out mailers and he did plenty of speeches. Proposition B is bad and it will ruin county services. I mean, there was no information going on. It was full blown advocacy. And, you know, there was, you know, a lot of money. Some say, you know, there was like $50,000. It was much more than that because, one, he hired lawyers to litigate to try to get it off the ballot, and he lost. And so all that taxpayer time and energy and outside legal fees. And then he did a mailer and said that, you know, Sam Page paid for it. And it was the county. It was the taxpayer that paid for it. So the Secretary of State determined there was probable cause that a crime, that an election offense had been committed, and he sent the probable cause statement to the prosecutor of St. Louis County. Given that County Executive Page and the council have, you know, control over her budget and, you know, and supervise in certain ways, she recused herself, and the Circuit Court of St. Louis County appointed Andrew Bailey as the special prosecutor in the matter. And yesterday, the Highway Patrol came to St. Louis County and either executed a warrant or a subpoena to get documents, telephone, or other materials. Mm. And so that's what happened. Well, and obviously when the Highway Patrol shows up and security takes them up to the ninth floor, everybody knows this. Mm-hmm. And so it got around pretty quick. And so there's been no official comment from Sam Page or any of his spokespeople, but apparently he hired an attorney, Jeff Jensen, who is a former United States attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri. So
well,
he lawyered up.
Here's one thing that's for certain, I would say. He's not going to show up to any council meetings because he didn't show up anytime, anywhere, ever.
Anyway,
but,
correct.
Yeah. But the other thing is, this is going to sound mean, but I say this with 100%. I truly believe this. I don't understand why anyone would ever vote for him ever. He has to be the least charismatic and most lame politician to continue to be voted into office. I don't understand what anyone sees in him. He's full of controversy. He doesn't work in the public's behalf. He works in his own benefit. I just don't get
it. I mean, it's a bipartisan thing. I mean, he really, truly is the most like unpopular politician. And, you know, I know it's amazing to me, you know, because he's got to be taken out in a primary and that's, you know, and that's difficult, but he's going to have a primary this time, I think, and it's going to be a formidable one. So I don't think he's going to make it through the next time, but let me tell you this. I mean, he had, the feds came and arrested, you know, one of his political advisors that he had installed over at the county jail for stealing, pandemic relief money. He had the Highway Patrol came to his office when his chief of staff had a sexual liaison 10 feet from his desk, and it was on film. You know, this is not his first rodeo as far as having to deal with authorities. I mean, how many times, you know, are the voters going to put up with a public official that, you know, every year or two he gets some kind of investigation on him?
Yeah.
Now,
well,
go ahead. Well, the council has written, Shalonda Webb, who's one of the county councilwomen, has written him a letter and said, we want all information, every subpoena, all documents, anything that you've turned over, we want to know about it. And if you don't tell us by Wednesday, we're going to subpoena you. We need to know exactly what's being investigated and what documents you have and what you've turned over.
Well, we know what happened to his predecessor, Steve Stenger. So not a great track record for people in that seat.
No.
By the way, what's Steve Stenger up to nowadays anyway?
I don't know. But, I mean, it is really interesting because, you know, Page was the one that said, oh, we have to release the federal subpoena that was issued on St. Louis County for transparency purposes. But now, suddenly, now that he is county executive, he doesn't want transparency as to investigations that are going on in his office. I mean, yep. I don't think he ever really thought what Steve Stenger was doing was bad. He just he wanted to be the one doing it, obviously. So it's hard to look at because this region needs to be the economic engine of our state. And, you know, when we continue to see St. Louis County deteriorating from such poor leadership, it's very frustrating and it's sad. And I really hope the voters take a look because he's in an election cycle. So people need to get real and understand that someone like him is not going to be able to bring St. Louis County forward. It's just that simple. And
with what he's being accused of, what's the penalty for something like that? What could hypothetically he be facing?
Well, it's interesting because the election offense part is, I want to say it's a misdemeanor, like just wrongfully spending public dollars for campaigning on a ballot issue is an election offense and it's a misdemeanor. However, I don't know how you could not make an argument that this isn't just theft of taxpayer dollars. I mean, you just took taxpayer dollars for an illegal purpose. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and on the federal level, it's called theft of honest services. And that's what Steve Stenger went to jail for, was theft of honest services. So I just don't know how this is any different. And okay. I mean, it's pretty bold to go out there and campaign against something. He spent campaign dollars. So at some point, he thought that it shouldn't be taxpayer dollars until it got closer to the election. And no one knows out of what budget did he take it? How much was actually finally spent? No one's ever gotten an accounting for that. And two, like, what accounts? There was no appropriation for this money. So what account did you have extra money in when we're in a budget crisis? You know, did you spend this money out of? So I think there's a lot of interesting questions coming.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Part of this, too, other county officials. So how many other people do you think could be implicated in this?
I mean, I have never seen any public governmental body, whether it be a school board or I've never seen them be as brazen as Paige was campaigning against it. Like basically saying, you know, be as bad and you can't vote for this. It will ruin services during, you know, public emergencies. I mean, when they say education, when the court said education campaign, it is, this is what this bill will do. Sam did all kinds of editorializing. I've never seen a public governmental body push the envelope. Well, you can't even call it pushing the envelope. He just blatantly broke the law. I firmly believe this is a blatant violation. And I don't think the attorney general would be pursuing this if he didn't think that he had him.
Agreed. Sorry, yeah. Jane. Because when I heard this today, I thought the attorney general wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Nope.
Unless there was something real going on.
I agree. And I think, you know, this has gone pretty far. And if what I've heard is true, that they, you know, seized a phone, if they're seizing your phone, one, that's usually the end of the investigation. And when they seize your phone, I mean, that's never good. So, you know, the court appointed him special prosecutor. So he has original criminal jurisdiction. So I think there is a good argument that he could bring other charges if he finds them.
You know, just going back, I was trying to remember this, so you'll have to forgive my forgetfulness. But wasn't there another controversy with Sam Page and his phone where he said, oh, my kids got a hold of it. I'm sorry. It was my kid's fault. And wasn't there something else with his phone
that?
In the past?
Yes, there was something else. What was that? You know what? It vaguely rings a bell, and I'm trying to remember. Maybe, I don't know if it was an untoward message. But, you know, public officials have to be careful with this phone stuff. And I have a feeling, you know. I don't know. I would never. I just don't think he would want his phone taken. That's a great thing.
If he threw his kids under the bus, then I mean, who knows who's going to throw under the bus next? Because that's kind of his. That's kind of his thing.
You know what? You make it. It is never his fault. It's never his fault, no matter what. And you know, and the sad part is, is he used a bunch of county employees. So these county employees, I'm sure they're terrified because, you know, if they had to work on this Proposition B during work hours, you know, working on this campaign, I mean, I'm sure they're terrified. And, you know, so, but he's never, you know, he's never had any problem throwing a county employee under the bus. So, you know, it's just sad all around. I mean, every piece of litigation he's ever filed has lost. So, I mean, trusting his legal opinion on anything is really not smart. And, you know, he litigated about Prop B and he lost. He lost in the courts. And, you know, but the taxpayers always have to foot the bill. Yep. And that's what's really frustrating.
Jane
and
Duker,
this is why Prop B was needed, by the way. This kind of behavior that made Prop B necessary, and the council was right when they put it on the ballot.
I think you explained this better than anyone else or any other place I saw. Jane Duker, thank you so much for joining us here. We really appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.